The 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, kicking off the weekend here shortly. It is another 50-minute music hour as we count down to your Friday night weekend plans. Aaron with you, a 50-minute music hour with Max FM.
Hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
seconds, every moment. We've got to make it last. I touch you once, I touch you twice. I won't let go at any price. I need you now, like I need you then. You always said we'd still be friends someday. If you leave, I won't cry. I won't waste one single day. But if you leave, don't look back. I'll be running the other way. 7 years went under the bridge, like time standing still.
'90s and more.
99.7
Max FM.
You see dimensions into chemicals, the mama, I'm sure all the and I just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the henna now just around. Candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the henna now just around. Hard, hard the henna now. Oh yeah, yeah, hey, yeah, me light your candle calls her mama, I'm sure all the henna now just around. Yeah, so all the henna now. Oh yeah, baby, a good love man. Baby, baby, I'm a good love man.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Big day tomorrow. David Grants and Wendy will be broadcasting live. They'll be right in front of our studios, live on location. It is Fair on the Square this weekend. They're live from 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow. Stop by and say hello. They would love to see you. And it's going to be a busy day tomorrow as well. All sorts of stuff going on. So again, live on location, Fair on the Square, tomorrow, 9 a.m. to noon. Stop by and say hi with us. It's Max FM. We'll be right back.
to listen to in the workplace.
Unless you work at another radio station. Because that would be just awkward.
99.7 Max FM.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron, and I was just screaming at my television last night. Couldn't help it. I'm sure you were, too. Unfortunately, we're having a winner-go-home moment for our Brew Crew. Game 5 tomorrow night from American Family Field. First pitch at 7:08. That game as well on TBS, and I don't know. I get so nervous. I just want to get past the first inning, and then I usually feel a little bit better. Come on, Brewers. We got to make this happen, right? Sports update on the way in minutes. We'll get to your news and weather at the top of the hour. It's 99.7 Max FM.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC. Or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Coming up on Saturday, it's the 5th annual Parktoberfest in Prairie du Sac. This will be at the Culver Community Park. So many events for all ages. Food trucks and vendors will be from 4 until 9 p.m., same times for the Beer Garden. There's going to be Power Hour Bingo from 4 until 5, a bags tournament, kids games, live music, meat raffle, and so much more. Find out all the details by checking out Parktoberfest on Facebook or visiting spparksandrec.org. Again, this is on Saturday the 11th from 4 until 9 p.m. at Culver Community Park. It's the 5th annual Parktoberfest. The Portage Fire and Rescue, as well as the Portage Police Department, invites you to their 36th annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. This is going to also be on Saturday, October 11th, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., located at 119 West Pleasant Street. Appearances by Sparky and Sergeant Blue. There's also going to be an EMS demo and rope rescue demonstration, equipment displays, and door prizes, plus brats, hot dogs, and refreshments. Again, this all happens on Saturday the 11th. It's from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's the Portage Fire and Police Department's 36th Annual Fire Prevention and Crime Prevention Open House. And on Sunday the 12th, from 1:30 until 5 p.m., it's a chance to check out the Sauk Prairie High School Marching Band Invite. Gates open at 1:30. Tickets available at the gate. It's $12 for adults. Seniors and students get in for $8, and kids under 5 are free. It'll start with a national anthem performance. Then area high schools will have performances throughout the afternoon, and the award ceremony will be happening at 4:15. Again, this will happen on Sunday the 12th from 1:30 until 5 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie High School Eagles Stadium. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. First inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
City in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne. Once you've had a taste of her, you'll never be the same. You should make you go insane. All right. Upside inside out, she's living the vida loca. She'll
area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
FM 50 Minute Music Hour and Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Give it some more time for now.
Another big night of Baraboo football live here on Max FM and on our free Civic Media app. Baraboo taking on La Crosse Logan. Pre-game coverage starting at 6:45 right here on 99.7 Max FM. And again, if you are anywhere, if you're up at the cabin, if you're in the backyard, sync us up to your smart speakers with our free Civic Media app and listen to the game anytime, anywhere. It's Max FM and Howard Jones.
She wants you. We want everyone. 99.7 Max FM.
Who was ready to play? Was it me?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. As we lead into the weekend, quick shout out to our friends in Wisconsin Dells at Fisher's Bar. Thank you for listening, as always. Always good to have, hearing some love from our local businesses. When you play the station, we appreciate that. We'll give you some love. That's what we do. My name is Aaron. News from ABC at the top of the hour. A Max FM forecast, and we'll roll into the weekend next with a 50-minute music hour. Stay with us.
Fawn Creek Winery in Wisconsin Dells salutes our first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics. They're there for us year-round. Their commitment and bravery is our first line of defense when tragedy strikes. Let's all take a moment to give them the respect they deserve for their professionalism and valiant efforts. From Fawn Creek Winery on 13th Avenue in Wisconsin Dells, visit fawncreekwinery.com or call 608-253-4400.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown now in day 10 with no sign of Democrats or Republicans finding a compromise. 750,000 furloughed workers receiving only a partial paycheck today. And the Trump administration now moving ahead with firings.
The White House budget director writes in a new social media post that layoffs of federal workers have begun. A spokesperson for the budget office said the reductions are, quote, substantial, but didn't give details on who was targeted and at what agencies and departments. The president has called it a, quote, unprecedented opportunity and said he was looking to make cuts at what he called Democrat agencies. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
In Tennessee, crews on scene of that deadly blast at a high explosives plant southwest of Nashville today. Officials say at least 19 are unaccounted for and there are fatalities. The trade rift between the U.S. and China flaring up after President Trump threatened to impose steep tariffs on China over China's hike on rare earth exports. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A man killed in an officer-involved shooting in Milwaukee Thursday morning is identified as 26-year-old Elijah Wilkes. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says Wilkes had been involved in a minor traffic crash with an off-duty police officer. Both men had exited their vehicles when Wilkes allegedly struck the officer in the face with a firearm. The two then exchanged fire and Wilkes was killed. An arrest has been made in connection with a series of arson fires in Sawyer County in northwest Wisconsin. At least six fires were reported over a 10-day period last November. And an investigation is underway in a fatal fire at a suburban Milwaukee apartment building in which a 29-year-old resident was killed. Investigators found a large quantity of consumer-grade fireworks inside the victim's apartment in Oak Creek, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 30s. Sunshine and beautiful for your Saturday, highs in the upper 60s. Clouds move in Sunday, chance for showers late, and the wind picks up. Warmer highs in the low 70s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Your hometown station.
I was working part-time in- put on the back of my bike, and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turned me on. Something about the clouds and her mist. She wasn't too bright, but after day, when she kissed me, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store. Raspberry beret, and if it was worn, she wouldn't wear much more. Raspberry beret, I think I love her. The rain sounds so cool when it hits the bottom roof. Lightning seeds, you feel like a movie star. This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest, but I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke, cause baby, I'm the most, but a girl as fine as she was then.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Perfect world.